It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think Rome won the look yesterday with his Peaky Blinders thing that he had going on. I think he was the best dressed yesterday.
That's what DJ said about his, too. So I think several of the wideouts decided to go Peaky Blinders together.
The outfit came from just my own way of being a Peaky Blinder and the clothes that I had.
it was a good look.
I mean, that coat that Caleb was wearing was fabulous. Like, that coat probably cost more than what we made. It was that fabulous.
Hey, Sylvia, look at Jerry here prancing around in his coat with his purse.
Yep, he's a dandy. He's a real fancy boy.
Someone put on Twitter yesterday that he was looking like Lori Lightfoot, and I just died.
No.
Someone said that Caleb looked like Lori Lightfoot yesterday, and I was like, man.
No, his pants fit.
There's nothing about Lori Lightfoot that I don't love. A true Batman villain, people just bring up what went on in the city. They go, hey, so a flash mob robbed and beat a couple outside of RPM Seafood last night. And she'd be like, we're not doing this today.
They fit for like what the fashion is now.
Yeah.
But they definitely looked like Lori's pants a little bit.
They would have been dragging underneath his shoe for it to be Lori Lightfoot's pants.
Hey, man.
That's going to be a caller soon.
That's not the mayor in the news.
Hey, I'm Lori Lightfoot's pants.
Hey,
caller from Sauganash.
Lori Lightfoot's pants.
Caller from Sauganash.
They're deeply disappointed with the mayor, who is accused of making extremely offensive and vulgar remarks about Italian Americans.
You bleeps. What the bleep were you thinking? She's alleged to have said, my bleep is bigger than yours and the Italians, and I have the biggest bleep in Chicago.
We have a policy of no politics, ever.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome into Spiegel and Holmes. We have got you until 6 o'clock today. The crew is back together. Tanny's here, Shane's here, Spiegs is here. I'm Lawrence, I'm here.
There's just too much prestige TV out there, man. There's not enough hours in the day. I have never watched an episode of Peaky Blinders. I know people that liked it. And it's like, it's organized crime after the First World War in England. It's Cillian Murphy, who's a phenomenal actor. I'm sure it's great. I don't have time in my life, Lawrence. What am I supposed to do about that?
I watched a couple episodes of Tulsa King before Monday Night Football and the baseball.
See,
it was a good choice.
You find time.
I mean, you break it up, like, because we had done sports. Like, we had just been sportsy, McSportsington. And then I was like, I don't want to just go right back into sports for the end of the night. Need a little palate cleanser.
Yeah, I've been watching an episode of the Menendez brothers' Monsters from Ryan Murphy. That really puts you in a good mood. You know what I mean? It's like a light, nice light fare at night.
Yeah, nothing like abuse and murder.
Oh, God. And I keep looking for myself. There's more tennis scenes.
That's why you are watching it.
No, it's just, oof,
man. Let's be very honest about all of those things.
It's heavy and it's awful.
Jason Leisure is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Larry Potash at 3:45. Kurt Warner at 4 o'clock. We've got ourselves a big show, but Shane brought this up yesterday, and I think it's worth us talking about here. It's the idea of, along with everyone in Chicago being happy and excited and maybe feeling like you've taken the next step to seeing what the quarterback can be, the possibilities of what the quarterback can be. It's nice to take the temperature of what's happening nationally a little bit too, and what that view of Caleb Williams is like.
Yeah, because this is a big deal to have Chicago enter the fray as a viable team with a legit quarterback. There are a lot of national TV folks who are like, there's a market I can possibly own, some of whom are from here, some of whom are not.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Then you can throw them into the mix and you can say, well, what are they saying about what Caleb Williams is doing?
So, are they seeing it or not the way that we're seeing it locally?
So where do you want to start? Which one of these guys you want to start with?
Start with Dan Orlovsky, who did a tape breakdown and was gushing all over Caleb Williams, justifiably so.
Watch this from Caleb Williams. He's going to start throwing this football now, okay? You can see it. Caleb Williams is throwing the ball now. Now I want everyone to pay attention. Keenan Allen isn't even remotely close to looking for the football. We created the matchup for you. You throw him open. This throw by Caleb has to be this. You have to pull Keenan away with your throw, and you want him to turn his body this way, and you cannot throw him this way because that defender is going to be playing over the top. You have to bring him away from that defender. Look at how lovely this throw is by Caleb Williams. Don't worry. Don't worry. The goalpost is there, right there. That is spectacular by Caleb Williams as that defender is rolling over the top of the shoulder with the hand and he pulls him away, throwing him open. Two throws, proactive eyes, and then throwing guys open into the NFL.
It feels like high-level stuff. I mean, I watch you do these every single week for you know, however many years it's been now. This is his sixth game. That feels like advanced class stuff for a player in his sixth game.
You're seeing the ascension from Caleb Williams.
Oh, love it. See, Mike Greenberg is basically saying, you know these are the Bears that you're talking about. You sure you want to stay this positive?
Well, he covered a lot of bad Bears quarterbacks for the score.
On the beat during the Eric Kramer heyday.
Uh-huh.
For the score.
So he would know. Uh-huh. And it's nice. I like when a lot of people are like this, where they would prefer that the national people talk nicely about the local team, even though the Bears is a pretty big national and international brand. We are the world's largest small town when it comes to the teams that we root for and how we expect people to talk about them nationally. And when you got the quarterback playing well, it's good.
I hadn't seen this one. Which Hasselbeck is this? Elizabeth?
This is Matt. Now Matt is still one toe in the Caleb waters. But there were things that he saw that impressed him.
I think there's still a lot of room for growth with him, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that's, I think it's going to get hard at some point for them. Like, it's been pretty smooth right now.
Yeah, bad teams.
I didn't want to say it that way, but yeah. But I think it was Houston they played, and it didn't go as well.
That's right.
And I think that's probably more what you're going to see out of that team. I think the future's bright. I don't know if it's this year. I'm not as sold on that team. But clearly the game in London was huge.
All right, so he's not sold just yet, but we talked about this yesterday. We have the things to arm the listeners with and arm ourselves with. That's who was on the schedule the last 3 weeks. They beat the hell out of him, not just squeaked by. And if you're actually watching and not just out of town stupid, you can see the progress. It's all actually been there if you're paying attention.
Right, where you can go back and go, oh, well, the first couple weeks weren't great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been linear progress. Now, at some point, it might not be linear. There might be a step back. Maybe even against Washington, we see a step back. But I don't think that you can deny that steps have been taken.
Let's hear how the third best quarterback analyst in the history of Parkinson Spiegel broke down Caleb Williams. This is Chase Daniel.
He's making his presence known. I don't know if he's officially arrived yet, but he's playing really well, specifically the last 14 quarters. And when I look at film of a rookie quarterback, I'm sort of like Shady. Like, I have to see what you do after you throw an interception or after you have a bad play. I'm going to run this play because I want to make sure we see right here what Keenan Allen is doing. Can you explain to me what Keenan Allen's doing?
I will. So this is a choice route right here. This is cover two. You're the linebacker, right? Keenan has a four-way go. All right, a four-way go. Keenan can go across his face.
Okay.
That's one way.
Yep.
Keenan could stop right here on him. That's two ways.
Okay.
Keenan could stop and pivot back out and come back this way on the whip.
Got another one?
Or Keenan could take the middle. So Keenan could come up on him, boom, and take the middle. When you do take the middle on this cover two linebacker right here, you are already expecting back shoulder.
And this is what I love about Caleb Williams, because that area right there, I would expect as a quarterback
for him to just sit down. Yep. It's called a hit route. Just sit down. Give me your nerves. Turn around. Keenan Allen said, I'm trying to get a touchdown. All right. So you know what? Look what Caleb Williams does. Already throwing it. Look at the eyes of Keenan Allen.
And that's why.
The eyes.
No, man, that's phenomenal.
See, there you go. So both of them, Chase. And who was he working with right there?
Well, LeSean McCoy was in
Shady.
The room. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that is that show called The Facility? I think it's called The Facility.
Okay.
That they have going on there. So, see, that's nice. I'm reading here that there is a young guy that's kind of burst onto the national scene.
Yeah, he's trying to own the Caleb thing.
Yeah, like he's been very upfront about his feelings that Caleb is a very good quarterback.
Yes, he's got Chicago roots. His name is Kyle Brandt. Oh, no. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
His name is Danny Parkins.
And so I wanted to get something for you because there's four of us on the set. I wanted to bring a little bit of Chicago to New York. God. Shout out to Lou Malnati's here. Yeah, we got some Chicago pizza.
Oh, wow.
And
I know
you might have some pizza. It's casserole.
Make
your jokes, pizza. You New Yorkers. That's fine. Listen, Chicagoans, we love tavern style too. But when you go to the city,
it's not pizza.
You can get some. It's pizza.
Lasagna.
It's pizza, and it's delicious. And this is for the first touchdown. That's for the second touchdown. That's for the third touchdown. Oh, yeah. And that's for the fourth touchdown.
Eat it because it's what I do.
Complain.
Pizza. So Danny's Delights, huh? That's what we're going
Danny's
with.
Danny's Delight.
Oh, that is tremendous. I love that. Everybody else we've played is hardcore football breakdown, and Danny brought pizza.
Listen, he's trying to bring some Chicago into a very loud New York environment.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
So good for him.
It's funny.
And Malnati's does both, so he could have done both, but the deep dish, whatever.
It's adorable. And he's got the giant Bears hat, and he's
why not?
He's owning it. He's doing his thing, man. It's awesome. I haven't heard anybody saying that Caleb is a mirage. I guess the Hasselbeck is the closest one.
Well, so here's the thing. A couple of weeks ago when things weren't going great, there were some extremists. Matt Spiegel.
I'm not the extremist.
No, not at all.
Steve Bannon checked in about Caleb?
No, he did not. We could ask him. He's probably downstairs. But but there were some...
Blocking the parking lot.
Some extremists when it came to opinions on Caleb Williams. Mike Renner, who I've talked to, He seems like a nice enough guy. He said this back on September 18th.
You're just mentally going to be kind of in a position where Bryce Young was. I don't know. I mean, it's like what Bryce Young looked like last year through week one and two. And now obviously not putting Bryce Young's career on him. Things can change, but that's a bad start. that's not where you want to be mentally. And I just don't think you need to. There's no use at this point. If I've seen what I've seen from him this first 2 weeks, yeah, benching him's a tough pill to swallow, but I don't think he's developing good habits, right? It's like he's not getting better at the things we said he needed to get better on from USC to the NFL. He's probably getting worse at it. You think he's going to feel comfortable getting to his third read in a progression at any point during his rookie season? I don't think so, from what he's gone through. So unfortunately, I think they're running the risk of some bad habits when you just don't need to subject a guy to that objectively.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I feel a little bad for Mike Renner because we grabbed it from a couple of weeks ago, and the progress has been obvious even to him, I'm sure, over the last couple of weeks.
Still, like the concept of benching Caleb Williams in a season where clearly the Bears are trying to do something for Tyson Bagent, because that's the other part of this, is that on the other end of that benching is starting Tyson Bagent. Had they had to have done that, had things not gotten better, it would have been a failure of epic proportion for that to be. I'm surprised that never, even when he was struggling, that concept never crossed my mind.
No, it would have taken a lot more weeks of struggle to even get close to thinking about that. And frankly, there were enough things, and if you're listening, enough ways that it was being described and him describing it to realize what the issues were in the first couple of weeks. I mean, the bottom line is this, like the overall numbers aren't there yet. The numbers the last 3 weeks are terrific for Caleb, as we know. But overall, have you seen this bandied about and thrown around? Because I have. I've had it sent to me. Caleb Williams, 88.7 quarterback rating. Patrick Mahomes, 88.9. Caleb has almost 100 more yards. Caleb has 3 more touchdowns, 1 fewer interception. Like, so if you want to start playing with the numbers, you can put him right there. Like, he's ahead of Geno Smith and ahead of Matthew Stafford.
He also hasn't torn any of his wide receivers' ACLs. He hasn't done any of that. He hasn't done that to any of his guys.
Well, wait, can you see if Patrick is here? Because I would like to ask him, see if you can... If you could ask him like how he feels about that now, and you know the Chiefs are still just kind of escaping games; they're not really dominating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't think that Taylor was going to take up as much time, attention as she has, and we love her. And Travis is obviously very happy. I don't know how I feel about the haircut of his and his mustache, but like she's taken up a lot of time. People are paying attention to her a lot more than we thought.
You aren't with them being at Yankee Stadium for game one of the ALCS?
No, I'm not. Nope.
I wouldn't think you are.
I want my tight end, who's not playing that well, by the way, head in the playbook.
But you were at the...
Don't worry about that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Travis.
Well, he was in Kansas City. He was in Kansas City. Right, that's a different thing.
Right.
He is part owner, right?
No, Brittany is.
No,
believe me, she'll tell you she is.
No, you're probably right about that.
Brittany might be downstairs too, as a matter of fact. You never know.
Brittany and Jackson are down there.
Not letting anybody into the parking lot.
God, lines. I hate Jackson.
He's Patrick, thank you. We appreciate you.
By the way, a shout out to our guy, Connor O'Donnell. You should be watching on Twitch. Apparently, his Chiron, the words underneath the video of Danny Parkins were... FS1 host. That's all. That is exquisite work from Connor, who continues to absolutely kill it.
He's been crushing it, and we are thankful. When we come back, there's a lot of NFL stuff going on that doesn't have to do with the Bears, but maybe a little bit. One of the things for sure had to do with the Bears. Like, part of the reason that a guy moved might be because of someone that is on this show every week. We'll explain what we mean.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
There it is. Touchdown. And the fans love to watch it, too. Second touchdown of the night and 10th catch of the night for Devontae Adams.
Is there a better release artist than Devontae Adams? If there is, I don't know. You see the hard inside technique there by Jalen Johnson, which means by... formation, I'm going to take away that slant, but that release move was so good, he got Johnson completely off stride. So a night that has been very good, honestly, for Jalen Johnson. In the end, it was Devontae Adams who is and continues to be the champ.
Bad memories from a Sunday night game of Devontae Adams beating Jalen Johnson and the Bears. Devontae in the news. Spiegel and Holmes on the Score. Back to straight up bear stuff at the top of the hour with Jason Leisure from the Sun Times. The NFL trade deadline is November 5th.
Correct.
But for some reason, the onslaught is here. Maybe it was the Roy Robertson-Harris trade from Jacksonville that unleashed everything. But then Davante Adams moves to the Jets, and Amari Cooper has moved to the Bills today. Hassan Reddick is in the news. Chase Young is a rumor in the news. Mike Williams is a rumor after the thumbless wonder Aaron Rodgers pointed a finger at Mike Williams last night. I mean, there's a lot of stuff percolating. Weeks before the NFL deadline, there is activity aplenty, Lawrence.
There is. And I wanted to take you back to last night to just real quick. Like, this was a fun moment with the guy without thumbs, where I'm sitting there and I'm getting ready to take the recycling out and ready to take the garbage out. And I'm like, oh, there's 3 seconds left in the half. Oh, the Jets are at about the 50. Okay, I can wait. I can wait because I've seen the actual, like, sports science breakdown on Aaron Rodgers and how he throws Hail Marys.
As high in the air as possible.
Yes.
Give your guys a chance to go up and get it.
So I'm like, oh, and Sean McDermott's only going to rush two guys, huh? Because that's stupid. But let's see how this plays out. And this is how it played out.
Shotgun snap, two-man rush. Rodgers sets. Looking. Moving up, winding up, long arching spiral thrown down the middle in the end zone. Tipped and caught! Caught! They're going to call a touchdown! He hit the deck! He caught the ball! It's a Jets touchdown! 52-yard Hail Mary!
I mean, that's what he does.
The Hail Mary goat strikes again.
I'm just so glad that wasn't for the win. You know, so glad. I woke up to the text from you guys, having fallen asleep a little on the early side last night and had not seen the end of half Hail Mary. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I think that was like 6:45 p.m.
No, it was a little later than that.
Had to be. Hey, whenever Denny Spiegel wants to go to sleep.
I had two moons over my hammy and then immediately went to bed.
I was so locked in on Carlos Rodon. I could not look away from Carlos Rodon last night.
Guy had a hell of a game.
Yeah, two buttons open.
Yeah.
He was looking handsome.
Yeah. I went to bed with Tom Hamilton on my
as
headset.
As you always do. Max, roll over.
You smell pretty good there, Max.
So
Max, you're hogging the blankets. Max, did you brush your teeth? Would you snuggle my way, Max?
Max, you went to bed with Tom Hamilton.
Tell me about your team.
I like a little pillow talk, Max.
Tell me about your sleep number. Can you make my side cooler, Max?
I'm glad this is split.
He was a lovely bed partner. I'm sorry, Lawrence. There was radio going.
He runs cool, right? Like you don't feel like you have to like take the blanket off at any point. Like you don't feel overwhelmed by Tom Hamilton to the bed with you.
It's lovely.
Doing great, Max. Thanks for having me.
It's plus I can ask any questions I want about Cleveland baseball and I get an answer.
Is he a reader? Does he watch Netflix at night? Just does he set a sleep timer on the TV?
The baseball encyclopedia. He's got the big baseball encyclopedia there. Good. In bed. It's resting on his chest.
Can you believe we let Francisco Lindor go, Max? Steven Vogt's done a hell of a job, Max.
Oh, God.
All right, go ahead. Sorry about that. Sometimes we'll do that.
That happens every once in a while.
When the opportunity comes up that we can talk about Spiegs and Tom Hamilton sleeping together, we're going to do it.
Okay.
And on April 1st, this is no joke for manager Rick Renteria and the White Sox.
Ooh. Oh, God. Ooh.
Tom.
That's a tough memory right there. Any hoodles.
All right, well, I'll just keep going. All right, so then we have the situation with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Where he calls out one of his teammates for slipping and falling late in the game, which is ridiculous.
Such a bag to do that to Mike Williams.
It really was not.
Over there.
Oh, man.
It really was not great of him to do that. So now they get Davante Adams traded to the Jets. So remember a couple weeks ago I was saying, Have you watched receiver?
And I hadn't watched receiver.
Like, no, not at all. And I said, well, it gives some context to like everything that's gone on with Davante Adams. What I had forgotten, and we went back and pulled it, is that the part of the show where he goes off is after the Bears-Raiders game, where Jalen gets the pick six. Like, they were all over Garoppolo and the Raiders. This is what he said to his buddies. He was in the barber chair. This is what he said to his buddies about his belief in what a receiver should be.
I'm pretty sure it's much different for you too now as far as just your role here because, you know, you're the OG. And so, you know,
I've been the OG. I'm the ultimate competitor. My benchmark is not wins and losses, it's greatness. I didn't lead differently because we won more in Green Bay. Like, that had nothing to do with it. So when I go out there, that's why games like this last one, like, y'all know I'm not happy after that. That ain't the way it's supposed to look. But it ain't even about me. It's about the way that it's supposed to look. And if it don't look right and I'm not getting opportunities, well, then now we got a problem.
Right.
That's what I'm here for. I mean, they gave me a lot of money to come here and score touchdowns and get first downs. And if I'm not given the proper amount of opportunities and it looks like dog offense, I mean, it's time to do something about it.
Oh, so we should have seen this coming, huh? On the 1 to 10 diva scale for wide receiver, I mean, it's a good arrogance, as we know, for the position, but he seems pretty high on that scale.
He wanted Aiden O'Connell. And then when Aiden O'Connell got the opportunity, he was very giving to Aiden O'Connell. And then when he kind of figured out that Aiden O'Connell didn't know what he was doing, bring on Gardner Minshew. Mm. And then Gardner Minshew doesn't know what he's doing. Get me up out of here.
Man. Well, so, now he gets his way. He and Aaron both get their way.
And the Jets are saying, all right. Like, all right. We're going for it. Like, there's no other direction for us to go than forward. And if it doesn't work, we throw it all away.
Yeah. Here you go, Aaron. This is what you want. You got the coach gone. You got your wide receiver pal now. And that man just has absolutely no self-awareness of any role that he might play in the dysfunction. It's remarkable. And I love watching them fail. I adore it. I find myself usually to be a person who tries to be kind, tries to be empathetic, but in this particular sports landscape, I want it as sloppy and messy and unhappy for that person as possible. Does that make me a bad guy? Perhaps.
Maybe. We can ask Jason Leisure about that. He joins us to talk Bears next on The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.